All right, the date is July the 26th, 2005. It's 22:49 hours. About what happened, okay? So before we even get into that, can you tell me just a little bit about your family and where you live and that kind of stuff? Your address. And you've been married to Scott for how long? Well, let me just ask you this, and you can kind of fill in the blanks. What happened tonight?
Well, we got back from a 12-day vacation yesterday, so today was our first day back at work, my husband and I. He called me at, I want to say around 7 o'clock for at work, saying that he was going to go by and get some burritos for us for dinner, and I told him I'd be leaving, so I got home about 7:30, and he wasn't home, so I called him on his cell phone. He said he'd stop by a friend's house who just sold his house, and said he'd have a couple beers with him to celebrate selling his house. Then he had the burritos with him, and I said, well, could you bring them home? It's almost 8 o'clock. The burritos are probably getting cold, and so he said, yeah, he'll come home. So he got home, we sat down, we ate dinner, and as we were eating dinner, he just seemed like he'd been drinking, and started getting just kind of silly talk, and so the girls and I just got up and walked out of the room, and he walked into my room and just was complaining about that I don't, I forget what the word he said, I don't respect him. And he works a lot of long hours, and how many hours did he work today, and he gets like that sometimes, you know, I think he, I don't know, and started getting just kind of belligerent, and he took off in his truck and came home, and I saw him walking down in the driveway, which was weird because he took off in his truck, and I hollered, what are you doing? And he said he was getting his motorcycle and he's going to put gas in the motorcycle and for work tomorrow, and then he came inside the house and locked me out of the house.
Oh, you had come out of the house?
I had come out of the house to find out what was going on because I didn't see the truck. And he said he parked it up the street, which is parked up the street. He just started talking nonsense again about how I don't respect anything he does, and, you know, his he does for my mom, and he was just stupid talk. And so he started getting really nasty, and I asked him to leave, and he said he was going to divorce me. And then he hit a picture in the hall and busted up his knuckles and was leaking blood everywhere, and I told him if he didn't stop that I was going to call the police, and he said, you call the police and I'm going to run my head through a wall and tell him you hit me, and just stupid talk. And then he left and he came back in, and then he went into the kitchen and he got a knife, and he said, if you call the police, then he says, I'm not going to go without a fight or something to that effect, that he had a steak knife in his hand.
Okay.
And I hadn't called the police, but apparently somebody had called the police, because as soon as he went outside, there were two officers in the driveway. I went to my bedroom window, and the drapes were up, and I could see him, and I was screaming for him to please put the knife down. The officers were telling him to put the knife down. He wouldn't put the knife down. The officers were backing up. He wouldn't put the knife down. They asked him, please put the knife down. He wouldn't put the knife down. And finally, I think they shot him twice, and he went down. And that's it.
Okay. All right. I'd like to go back and just sort of kind of try to fill in some blanks.
Absolutely. Okay.
You went on a 12-day vacation.
Yeah, we went on a houseboat to Lake Trinity. It was wonderful.
Okay. That's way up in Northern California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've always wanted to do that. Those houseboats are huge.
It was wonderful. We had a great vacation. That's why this is so bizarre and out of character.
Okay. What does your husband do for a living? Okay, and what do you do? Okay, now you said that you said earlier that this was out of character for him.
Yes.
Do the two of you have kind of a rocky relationship?
No, we had at one point about, I want to say 6-7 years ago, we had separated because he was out of work and was having a hard time finding work, and he was doing drugs, and so I actually separated and filed for divorce from him, and he got his act together and got cleaned up and got a job, and you know, he wanted to try to make things work, and it was great. I mean, I think that occasionally, you know, he'll drink too much, but usually he'll go downstairs and sleep it off. You know, he works a lot of hours. He can't drink, he can't do drugs. They test him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's not that he doesn't drink. I just think that, you know, this was completely out of character. Like, I think sometimes I've seen him drink tequila, and I'll make, you know, sometimes certain drinks will make you nasty, and I think tequila makes him nasty.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of what it felt like. It just felt like he was picking on me and bringing up stuff that was completely out of character.
Okay.
So.
Now, there were a lot of times where you would say he was saying stuff, and then you would kind of just sort of push past it. Is that because he was using vulgar language, or was he saying
things?
Yeah,
I mean, he was calling me names, and, you know, but most of, you know, just stuff like, you know, he gets in a lot about, you know, he works a lot of hours, and I don't think he thought that nobody appreciated him, and, you know, he works a lot of, you know, I've had a long day. He drove all the way home from the lake. That was 12 hours, so, you know, he said, you know, nobody said thank you. I said thank you for driving a long way. It just was, like, stupid talk, like, not appreciated, feeling very sorry for himself, you know, and
right.
I was trying to calm him down, but at some point I just was like, this is enough, you need to stop. And the name-calling stuff, I just wanted him to leave because my kids were there. I don't want him to listen to that. So.
Are they both of your children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said my kids, so I just wanted to clarify.
Sorry.
No. That's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
Now, well, first, I mean, before, the more importantly, where were your children when this happened?
In her room with her door closed.
Okay.
And apparently my... in my closet at some point.
Okay.
Is where I found her eventually. So
okay.
I think she's the one that called the police and was on the phone with them.
Okay. All right. So they didn't see what happened.
No, they could hear.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I noticed you have a cut on your arm. Is that something from tonight?
No, this is from my trip in the motorhome. Oh,
okay.
He didn't touch me. He didn't lay a hand on
okay.
me.
He
knew
didn't. Okay.
I mean, I, you know, I said, you lay a hand on me, I will call the police. Or,
okay.
you know, if he started taunting my little daughter, you know, did you hear what your mother said and that kind of stuff, and I was going to call the police because I didn't want him to involve the kid.
Sure.
So, yeah, he didn't touch me. He hit a picture and it cracked his knuckles, and as he went through the house back and forth, there's blood everywhere from where he...
He'd cut himself?
Yeah, and swung his arms and...
All right. What time would you... Now, he got home about 8?
He got home about... I think he got home like 5 minutes to 8.
Okay.
Because he said, you said it was 8 o'clock, and it's not 8 o'clock. It's 5 minutes to 8. And I'm like, well, why are you making a big deal about the time? And, well, you told me it was 8 o'clock, and I needed to get home. And so, yeah, it was about 5 minutes to 8 when he got home.
All right. And what time... And it sounds like it sort of just built up from there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate? Okay.
Yeah.
At what point did it get really bad? I mean, at what point was it, you know, you guys get up to leave and this is just, whoa, this is different than a normal, just sort of, he's on the edge of something.
About like 5 minutes into dinner.
We were all
eating.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. And I could just tell that, and I just didn't want to continue it on. And usually if I just walk away and kind of ignore it, you know, but he wasn't letting it go. And, he followed me into the room. I'd shut the door, and he followed me into the room, and then he just kept on and kept on. And then, like I said, he left. And then when he came back, it just was worse. And, you know.
Okay. All right. And how long after it starts does he hit the picture?
When he came back
came back.
Because it hadn't gotten, he hadn't thrown anything or anything like that. He said he wanted to take the motorhome. He was going to leave and take the motorhome. I said, you're not taking the motorhome. So we just got back from the trip and there was a tire on it that's bad. I said, take the motorcycle, take the truck, but don't take the motorhome. And he got angry with that and just started fussing and yelling. And I said, if you don't leave, I'm going to call the cops. And he hit the picture.
Okay. So when he left, how long was he gone for?
He was gone for probably about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Was he drinking when he was at the house too?
No.
No? You don't have to keep alcohol in the home?
No. Well, I mean, we keep alcohol in the home, but he wasn't there. I mean, he came home intoxicated.
Okay.
I don't know what he drinking. He said he had a beer, but I know it had to be more than a beer.
Okay.
He was at a friend's house.
Do you know what friend?
Yeah, I do. His name is, I can't think of it off the top of my head now, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He's just right here in Oakviewville. He just sold his house.
Okay. Do you happen to know the guy's phone number?
No, I can get all that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get to that then. All right. Okay, now when you say, when people say intoxicated, that can mean a lot of different things to different people.
Right.
Can you kind of describe what you mean by he was intoxicated?
He wasn't making sense, and he was kind of not belligerent and not slurring his words. Just wasn't himself. He wasn't, the girls and I just knew something. I said, have you been drinking? He said, I had a beer, and I said, you've had to have more than that. Something's wrong. And he said, all I had was a beer. I told him I was going to have a beer, and I was like, okay, fine. I don't know what he had over there.
Okay. Could you smell alcohol on him?
No, I couldn't.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Was his speech thick? I know you said he didn't slur his words, but you know how sometimes you can just mm-hmm. hear it in a person? You can hear that they've been drinking. Not slurring, tripping over words, but you can hear it in their voice?
Yeah, I think it was just mostly just kind of nonsensical stuff, you know? It just wasn't making sense. He was... I don't know. He just wasn't himself.
Okay.
The girls and I all kind of looked at each other like, what's going on?
Okay.
And I thought, well, maybe he's been drinking.
All right. Now, I know you told me he drives trucks and that
right.
they test a lot.
Right.
Is there a possibility that he could have done something that didn't agree with him?
It's completely possible.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. What, I mean, if it was that, what did he use in the past? What was he doing?
Methamphetamine.
Meth, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is this friend of his that just sold his house that kind of guy where they might do something like that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
He seems like a nice enough guy.
Sure. All right. Okay. So, I'm just going to kind of talk my way through it, and then if I've left anything out, let's... you know, correct me,
right.
And then we'll kind of fill in some details if we come to that point, too.
Okay.
So he calls around 7 and says, hey, I'm coming home, and I'm going to bring some burritos. Okay. You say, that's fine, I'm going out for a few minutes, and I'll be back. So you get back at about 7:30.
Well, I was at work still.
I said,
I'll be leaving here shortly, I'll meet you at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then... you get home, it's about 7:30, and
yeah.
He's still not home, so you give him a call.
On his cell.
Okay. He's having a drink to celebrate that he had sold his home.
He's having a beer, yeah.
Okay, and then he'd be home in a little bit, but he already had the burritos.
Right.
And you said, well, that's kind of silly.
Bring
them home, they're going to get cold.
Yeah, they're getting cold.
Okay. So he's basically says, okay, or whatever.
Yeah.
And at about 5 to 8, he shows up. He's already... agitated because it's not 8 o'clock like you had
right.
told him, and he's sort of making a more of a deal over it than it really should be.
Right.
It's really not okay.
Right.
So then you're at the table, and he's very upset because.
But he doesn't start off that. I mean, we're talking just about, we were joking about stuff that happened on the houseboat, and so it was, you know, I could tell that he probably had been drinking, but he, you know what I mean? We were just talking normal, and then it just got kind of accelerated into this kind of. You know, you said it's 8 o'clock. It's not 8 o'clock, and, you know, I had to come home with the burritos, and they're going to be cold, and I worked 14 hours, and I drove 12 hours, and nobody gives a shit about me, and blah, 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 so.
Okay. All right. And so at some point, you and your daughters get up and just leave the room.
Yeah, okay. They go to their room. I go to my room. I said, you know what, Scott, you need to cool down. And I closed the door.
Okay.
And he left.
Okay. And then did you tell the girls to come with you, or did they just sort of pick up on it and leave?
They just picked up on it and said, you know what, we just don't need to be around it.
Okay. Yeah. Is that something that they see a lot, or don't?
No. Honest to God, I said, if it happens twice a year, that's,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they can see that he's not his normal self,
okay.
Whatever the reason.
Okay. All right.
So.
In their eyes, he's a good dad. This is really out of the ordinary for dad.
Yeah, dad's being
but cut,
silly.
Cut dad a little slack.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. Are they ever afraid of him?
I don't think so. I mean, I think 6 years ago, what they do remember, he was really volatile. I mean, the meth makes you really
sure.
Agitated and aggressive and really out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they remember those fights, and that was the reason that I left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
Can I get your husband's name and birthday?
Oh, great.
Right.
So, okay.
He's never, ever been like this since, I mean, 6 years ago or whatever.
Right.
Okay. We had problems. No, he's never been like this.
Okay. Have there ever been any episodes of violence in your relationship?
During that period,
okay.
Yeah.
Physical violence where he would harm you, or?
He threw an ice chest at me.
Okay.
And I called the police and had him arrested.
Okay.
So, and that was the one and only time, and then that's when I filed for divorce.
Okay. And do you remember what came of that case?
I believe they dropped it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Did you, sometimes the, you know, spouses will request that, did you?
No, I didn't request it, I hadn't drawn the charges, they had done it through the district attorney
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And so then I called them up and said, you know what, he's in a program, he's seen a counselor, and, you know, I had a restraining order on him, but this is like 6 months later, I had taken him back with the conditions that he'd do all these things, and he'd done them, and I called him and let him know, and I think he went for a court date, and then they dismissed the charges
okay,
or whatever.
Okay, it just seemed, so maybe they had a little bit informally then, or given what he was
it
doing?
It was a court, I think it was a court, right. There was a court date, so
okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I just know that wasn't a charge. He didn't have charges filed against him or whatever. And I'm
okay.
Not sure if it's
right. Valid. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
fair
yeah.
enough. Okay. So that was the only time he's been physically violent with you.
Yes.
He's never been physically violent with the children?
Never.
Okay.
Ever.
Is he outside the home? Is he kind of a rough and tumble fighter type?
No.
Or?
He's passive aggressive. He's Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay.
And then something makes him snap, and then he, you know, usually he'll let you know. But it never gets to this point. I mean, usually, you know, you can tell something's aggravated him, and I can talk to him, and we can have a conversation about it. But obviously, there's a lot of things that he's built up that just, he snapped. I don't know what to tell you. It's not.
Sure.
I wouldn't put up with that. I just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I wouldn't, and I...
Okay.
So...
All right. I think I have a pretty good idea of that. Now, he's back to the house now.
Right, he came back.
And he says, hey, I'm going to take the motorcycle. I'm going to put gas in it and get it ready to go tomorrow.
He's going to take the motor home.
Oh, the motor home.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's our first... No, he... Yeah, you're right. Because he came down the driveway. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to get gas for the motorcycle so I can take it to work tomorrow. I said, okay, and then he said, and he came in and he got agitated. I think he locked me out of the house.
Okay.
So I knocked on the window, had my daughter open, he opened up the door, and then just, you know, just saying stupid things, and then he said, I'm going to get a divorce, I want a divorce, I'm going to take the motor home, and I said, don't take the motor home, you take the truck or the motorcycle, don't take the motor home, it's not running right, you have a bad tire on the back. I said, don't
okay.
take the motor home. And he got aggravated about that, and I said, you need to leave. I'm going to call the police. Please leave. He wouldn't leave. And he thought that I'd call the police, and he said, if the police come, I'm going to make it look like you hit me, or I'm not going to go down with a fight. I'm going to go down with a fight. And
okay. Now, at some point in there, he punches the This
he punched it, yeah, he punched the a picture.
Okay.
And busted the glass out of it and tore up his knuckles.
Okay. Was there anything special about that picture, or was it just happened to be in the way of his fist?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell me more about what he's saying now. You said something the first time about he's going to put his head through a wall.
Yeah,
or
he said, you call him, I'm going to put my, how did he say it? I'm going to put my head through the wall, I'm telling you, hit me. He wanted to, because he was still angry about when I had him arrested 6 years ago, he said he was going to make it look like I beat him up so that I would go to jail. Do I know what it feels like to go to jail? And, you know, you're going to call the police, I'm not going down with a fight, and that kind of stuff.
Wait, with a fight or without a fight?
Without a fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, between the time, what's the time span between when he punches this thing and then he walks out and the deputies are there?
I would say like 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
Yeah, because I was trying to calm him down. I was like, please, I won't call the police, just go downstairs, calm down. I just, you know, just stop. And then when he started talking about the stupid talk and, you know, I'm gonna not go down without a fight and all that. Go downstairs. You're not going to tell me what to do. And he came back up, and that's when he started taunting my daughter. And I said, I will call the police if you don't lay off. And, you know, and then he went back into the kitchen and he got a knife.
Okay.
And then he said something about, do you want me to slit your throat or, I don't know, some stupid thing. And then he walked outside and,
So he got the knife and left pretty quickly.
Yeah, he left pretty quickly.
Okay. So now he's got the knife. You said in the first time through, you said steak knife?
Yes, it was steak knife.
Steak knife?
Yeah.
Okay, like, can like you describe
that.
It for me?
Like a, I don't know, 5 or 6 inch steak knife.
Okay.
Knife.
What kind of handle?
I think it's a wooden handle.
Wooden handle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds like kind of typical run-of-the-mill
steak knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Serrated edge or a smooth
edge?
No,
just a smooth edge.
Smooth edge? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that was something new you just told me where he said, hey, do you want me to slit your throat? Did he say
yeah.
anything else like that?
No. That was, and I started to get a little freaked out because, I mean, he hadn't touched me, hadn't hit me, hadn't bumped me, hadn't done anything, and I just thought, you know, this is getting way out of control.
Okay.
And that's when he walked out, and I thought, you know, I really do need to call the police, and I think I heard my daughter was on the phone or something, and I walked into my bedroom, and I could hear my husband saying something to the cops saying something to my husband, and my daughter was in the closet, and I knew that there was the police out there.
Okay. Is your bedroom upstairs or downstairs?
It's on street level.
Street level, okay.
Yeah.
So you had to walk from, where was this confrontation where he was holding the knife?
It was in the kitchen where
in the
he
kitchen.
Took the knife,
okay.
Yeah. And he walked out, said, the front door is jammed, so you can't get out the front door, so he walked around the side porch, and then he walked outside under the driveway.
All right.
And by the time he did that, I had gotten out onto the into the bedroom, and I could hear my daughter on the phone, and then I heard the cops.
Okay.
And I looked outside, and I could see what was going on.
Okay. Now, could you see the deputies?
Yes.
Okay. And you could see your
husband. Yeah.
Okay. How far apart are they?
Probably, I don't know, I want to say like 10, 20 feet apart, 10, 15 feet apart,
okay.
I think, originally.
Like a car length apart?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
My husband was walking up the driveway, so they were kind of in the shadows a little bit. I could see two officers, and I could hear them telling him to put the knife down, and my husband saying no, and I remember what he was telling them something, and they kept telling him to put it down. And they were backing up, and he was going forward.
Okay.
And then I saw him shoot him.
Okay. All right. This is the hard part to talk about, absolutely. Can you remember any of the things that were being said?
Yeah, you know what, I think he was saying, you're going to have to kill me, or I don't know what I can't remember actually what he was saying.
All right.
I heard the officer say, put it down, put it down, put it down, and he wouldn't put it down. He never stopped. He kept walking.
All right. So you could hear the officers real clearly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was
screaming. My husband was screaming. I just can't remember what it was.
Sure. Okay. Now your daughter is in the closet still, or is
she's
she...
in my my bedroom closet on the phone with the police.
All right. Now, do you think she was hearing this?
She heard. They told me both that they heard pop pop.
Okay.
They knew that they. I don't. Doesn't sound like they knew that he had a knife.
Okay. Okay.
So.
All right.
I don't know though.
Okay. How was he holding the knife when this is going on?
I think he was holding it, you know, just in his fist, in his right hand.
All right. Was it being waved around, or was he just sort of holding it steady, or?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay.
Yeah, he had his back to me.
Okay. Okay.
So, I just know that he kept walking. He wouldn't put it down.
Okay. All right. The way you're describing it, it sounds like your driveway kind of goes uphill?
It does go uphill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he's advancing towards them. They're mm-hmm. backing up. They're saying, put it down, put it down.
Put it down.
Now, the first time you said that you heard a couple times, they said, please put it down. Is that accurate, or?
I think they said, put the knife down, or put it, yeah. They said something else besides put it down.
Okay.
And then it kind of escalated, and I just kept hearing them say, put it down, put it down, put it down. Like, their voice is getting louder and just
sure.
more forceful and stuff.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So it started out sort of, like, calming, but by the end it was almost like, whoa.
Yeah, okay. I think they thought that, you know, all they would have to do is ask him to put it down, and he'd put it down, but
sure.
he wasn't going for it.
Okay, all right. Is he stubborn that way? I mean, obviously, aside from
stupid
weapons.
Stupid that
I mean,
way? You know what? I honestly don't understand that personally.
Okay.
I honest to God, I don't. To me, it's just a selfish thing to do. I don't understand why he did it.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I don't. You know what I mean? I
right.
mean, why would you do something like that? You know what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, you can't come at a police officer with a weapon and not expect to know what happens. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right, okay.
So, I don't, you know, stubborn, to me it's more than stubborn, it's just stupid.
Okay.
And selfish.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that, you know, that comes to mind when you think about, maybe not specifically right now, but, you know, things leading up to tonight or anything that pops out in your head?
Honest to God, no.
Okay.
I wish I could. I wish there was something that made sense, and none of it makes sense to me. That's why I feel like I'm in kind of bad movie.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I asked for him to please bring the burritos home. They were getting cold. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
honest
to God, if I had a reason I could make sense of it all, it would be easier for me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could say, you know what? He's this, and that's why it happened. It doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, he was talking stupid. Even I heard him, what was he saying? I think after they'd shot him, he said, I'm going to go be with my brother and my, who's dead, and his dad is dead, and I don't know. He's just stupid.
Okay. Tell me about his family. Obviously, he has a brother who's passed on.
He has an older brother that passed away, yeah.
Okay.
And he has a middle brother that lives in Paso Robles. And then his dad passed away a year ago, or 2 years ago.
Okay. And how about his mother?
His mom lives in Paso Robles, too.
Okay. Did he get along with his family?
Yeah, he gets along great with his family.
Okay. Is there any history of mental illness in this family?
No.
No? Okay. So, he's the baby of the family?
He's the baby,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Has he ever received any counseling for anything?
Just when he went to our counselor for anger management.
Okay.
You know, that was just as a result of me saying you can't come back until you have that.
Right.
So you went and saw a counselor for that.
Okay. You don't have to remember the name of that counselor?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And then Dalton. Dalton.
Okay.
Dalton.
Okay. No other therapy or counseling or anything
No,
like
not
that? No?
since I've known him. I mean,
Okay.
you know,
Sure.
like 15 years. And he, you know, I mean, he went to that because I asked him to go to that because
Right.
he wanted to.
Sure,
But,
sure. Okay.
So, but yeah, that was for anger management.
Any medical problems with him?
No, physical, you mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, he's had a couple of rough, I mean, was in an industrial accident back about 13 years ago and broke his neck.
Oh.
He's had a total hip replacement. He's had some pretty rough
Okay.
goes of it. So
Sure.
that, you know, physical stuff like that, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Any recent mood change? I mean, even on the vacation or just before that, did you notice any odd? No? Okay. You're shaking your head no. I know it doesn't make sense.
I wish I could say, you know what, I could see it coming. I could, you know what I
yeah.
mean? At least, like, I remember 6 years ago, whatever, how long ago it was, and, you know, I mean, there was obvious signs. It was definite, you know, abuse of drugs. He didn't have a job. He was depressed. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has every, I mean, he just bought a new Harley. You know, he has everything going for him. He's a great job. He moved up the rank in his job. He's doing great.
Okay. That's over on Vineyard?
He works in the Santa Barbara office.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so was he still driving now, or is he in the office, like, man?
Oh, no, he's driving. He was
he's
a driver,
driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a driver, great driver, never missed a day of work. I
yeah,
mean,
all the right things.
Yeah, really dependable. They love them. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't
okay.
get it.
All right.
I feel stupid. I don't know what.
No, I can. All right. I mean, I feel like we've covered everything. The only thing we haven't really talked about is what happened after the shots.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd kind of like to touch on that, and then we'll wrap it up. And
okay.
you know, if we have other questions, I'll get back with you. So you hear the pops, or what do you hear or see?
No,
or
I saw them. I was screaming because I just knew that they were going to shoot him. He wasn't backing off, and I was screaming, and I saw him get shot, and I was like, oh, no, they shot him. And then all I could think of was my kids. I didn't want them to see that. And as soon as they did that, I went to look for my kids and made sure that they were okay. And I saw that my little one was on the phone with the police, and my oldest was on the phone with my sister.
Okay.
And then the officer came to my door and made me come outside and sit outside for a while. So
okay.
that's what I did.
All right. Did you hear, you said you heard him saying some stuff. Did you hear what was going on afterwards? After the shots,
no.
yes.
Oh, no, I heard them tell him to put your arms behind your back, that kind of stuff. I
okay.
think they were still wrestling with him.
Okay.
You know, he was down, and I heard him say, you shot me, or something like that.
Okay.
So, but I, you know what, it was really dark. I couldn't see anything by the time. They were pretty up. Further up on the driveway,
okay.
I couldn't see.
Uh huh.
But that's all I heard.
Okay. He said something about going to see his brother.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go see my brother and my dad.
Okay, so he's kind of yelling this out,
yeah,
or
he's yelling it out. So,
okay.
yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you heard?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. All right. So then you got your daughters. A deputy came to your door.
Yeah.
Now, could you recognize, was it one of the two deputies, or could you see them well enough to even recognize them?
No, I couldn't even tell you what
okay.
the deputies were. No,
all
absolutely
right.
not.
Okay.
It was too dark, and no, I didn't see that.
Okay. Now, when you said you saw the shots, what did you see? A flash? Or just the noise?
I didn't see, I saw the smoke.
Okay.
And I don't actually think I saw, I must have seen something.
Okay.
Maybe it was a light flash or something, but I saw smoke and...
Okay. All right. Did they have flashlights on during this, or...?
No.
Okay. Is there lights on
so.
That driveway, or...?
Yeah, I think the there were light where my bedroom is,
mm-hmm.
was on, and
okay.
it illuminates the most part of the driveway
okay.
with a little bit going up towards, so I could see the shadow of my officers. I couldn't tell you what they looked like for the life of me, but
okay.
I know there were two,
all right.
and I know that they were telling him to put the knife down.
Okay, all right.
So.
Okay. How about your neighbors? Did any of your neighbors come out or see any?
You know what? I heard that they did. I don't have a clue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You get along with your neighbors okay? Or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're all pretty much keep to ourselves.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to let me know?
No.
No? Okay. I mean, not that I expect there to be anything. This
yeah.
isn't, yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna conclude things. I don't want to belabor this too much,
okay.
but it's important that we get things while it's kind of fresh for you.
Okay.
If I have other questions, is it all right if I just kind of come and
yeah.
find you?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We're going to conclude this, and it is 23:24.